Disneyland with Kids podcast, bringing you travel tips, park tidbits, and the best Southern California travel deals.
Today, we're talking things only a Disney parent or grandparent or Disney aunt and uncle would know. If you bring kids to Disneyland, these are probably some of those things that you know. I'm Jessica from The Happiest Blog on Earth.
And I'm Becca with this crazy adventure called Life.
Okay, we're talking stuff like travel tips, I never leave home without this, or the baby care center, which is located in both parks. There's air for your stroller wheels at the stroller rental area. These are tips and tricks we've all learned from experience, and we have pulled our Disneyland with Kids Facebook group to give you some of those standout answers to make your trip even easier. Becca, we've taken our kids separately a million times, and we know there's just some of those things you only learn from experience. Anything off the top of your head that you're like, I never would have known this?
So I want to start with babies. And if your baby is bottle fed, I cannot tell you enough how much those the drop-ins that had the plastic liner you put in the bottle, you made the formula, you threw it away. Those were amazing. I had twins. And so I had two babies that were bottle fed, and it was, I swore by them. Like, I would put those in. I was able to throw it away. I didn't have to wash the bottle. I just rinsed out the nipples for them when we were done feeding them. And yeah, it 100%, if you have little babies that are bottle fed, I suggest those.
Try using those. Cause yeah, it's a single use, and that's a really good travel tip, period, across the board. So you're not having to wash everything at every feeding. That's a really, really smart move, especially with twins.
Yeah. And for those of you that do breastfeed, I just want you to know, Disneyland is breastfeeding friendly. You can breastfeed anywhere in the parks. However, if you want somewhere, like when it's super hot and you're like, I just need to be in air conditioning, or sometimes you have a baby that's distracted, you need somewhere quiet, the baby centers have nursing rooms in them that you can take your baby and you can nurse in there, or you can just nurse anywhere in the baby center, but they do have specific rooms in case your baby is distracted.
Yeah. And one more thing about babies, and this is subject to cast member discretion, but we have heard about this happening. Sometimes if the cast member notices, they're going to want socks or shoes on those little baby feet. So including infants or few months old who don't walk yet, if you're getting on a ride, it's best to have some socks on hand because they might want those just for an extra layer of protection for your little ones. Be prepared with that. But we're going to go right into the Disneyland with Kids group and read some of these tips so that you can have them on your vacation. Sarah says, don't take your two-year-old through the Sleeping Beauty walkthrough before any dark rides. They will be scared to ride them after the walkthrough. Oh my goodness, there's so many things that could potentially be scary to little ones.
Yes. Yeah, there's a lot of things that I always say, just because your kid can ride something doesn't mean they should. And so some of the scarier rides, Mr. Toad's, Pinocchio, I still think that Snow White can be scary for some kids. Like, they've made it much better than it was. But there are still some scary scenes in it. So definitely all of those can be scary. And then that walkthrough does have some scary scenes. I 100% agree.
Yeah. And once you get in, you don't like turn around. It's like a one-way thing. So you're going in and then you're coming out. But Megan says that she thinks you should watch point of view rides on YouTube before the trip so that the kids can see what they look like before committing to a ride. And that's also perfect for parents. If you're not necessarily showing your kids the video, you can get a better look at it and view those rides through the eyes of a child. Even if you've been on them or you haven't been in a while, there's going to be little elements that you may have forgotten. So those point of view rides are really, point of view, video rides are really helpful.
Definitely. So another thing, like, we took my oldest on all the rides. In fact, we took our younger kids on the rides too from the time they were little. So if they have a pacifier, if they use a pacifier or something, just have that on hand. So if they get a little fussy, you can have that. Also, if you are a baby wearer, there are several rides that'll allow you to wear your baby on inside of your, as long as it's on your front. And I can't remember if the carousel, they have to be on your back or on your front. That one might be different. But like, I've seen people baby wear on Dumbo. That one's kind of up to the cast member's discretion though. And Jungle Cruise, I've personally baby worn on. Pirates of the Caribbean, I've baby worn on. So there's lots of rides like that that you can baby wear on. And then also if they're toddlers, a lot of them, you can set them on your lap. So you're able to give them a hug or something like that. Yes. So just ask the cast member what the seating rules are, because some of them, they do make them sit on their own. And one of those we have to point out is Roger Rabbit's cartoon spin. You cannot lap sit at all. And it's an any height ride, but the baby has to be able to sit up by themselves and you're spinning. So I honestly feel like that one should be like, have a height requirement just so it clears up confusion for parents. Yeah.
Yeah, and we went on with one of my friend's little ones, and the pull-down lap bar ended up being right at his face. And then when we spun, guess who smacked their face right into it, because they weren't allowed to lap sit. So it was just quite tricky, and honestly something we wish we would have skipped at that point, just because of the height he was and where we pulled it down. But along with rides, Heather suggests doing some outdoor rides first, because then the kids can see what they're getting into before they try the dark rides. And she also mentions, even if you're long past diapers, to carry wipes for messes. And I'm going to add to the diaper potty training situation, or even beyond, when kids are beyond potty trained and they're totally good, in general, people do not let you skip the bathroom line. If there's a line and we're letting every child that comes in skip the line, we're never going to get to use the bathroom. I have very rarely seen people allow kids doing a potty dance to skip the line. What about you, Becca?
I agree. It is not something they do often. Also, along with this, bring extra clothes for your kids long after you think they need them. And it's not just for potty issues, because there's other things that can happen to their clothes. They spill their drink, whatever. But definitely bring extra clothes. I have bought some very expensive outfits at Disneyland because we thought a kid was old enough to not need an extra set of clothes, and something happened, whether it was a potty accident or something else. I do want to say, I have a whole article, which I will link in the show notes, about Disneyland while and right after potty training. And one of there's two actually. So one, put toilet paper or bring Stick-It notes to put over the sensors, because all the toilets throughout most of the parks are auto flushing. Okay. So have that. It helps stop it from auto flushing, which can scare kids. But the other one is that they have potty training sized toilets that do not obviously auto flush in the baby care centers. So if your kid is really terrified, my issue with relying on that is they are only at there's only one in each park. And so you can be quite a bit away from those. And so trying to rush over to that, it can really put a damper on your day. So if you can get your kid to be comfortable sitting on a big toilet and you can stop the auto flush, that's the better option.
Yeah. And interestingly enough, we've had this conversation in the Disneyland with Kids Facebook group a few times. So I'm going to say it in case anyone else has this question. You cannot bring in potty training toilets into the parks. It's a sanitary thing. They don't want you using those in line.
I don't know if you can bring the foldable ones that make it the smaller ring. I don't know if they allow that. Right. But yeah, they do not allow you to bring potty chairs.
Yeah.
So don't
try. So funny, this is turning into a potty training episode, potty training at Disneyland. But let's get into some other issues when you're traveling with kids and things that parents know. I am serious about food. And so many people in the group mentioned snacks because nobody wants their kids to be fatigued, because that is going to show up in tantrums. That's going to show up in tears and all the things that we want to avoid when we're at Disneyland. Having snacks on hand is super important so that you can avoid those meltdowns. You can bring in food and snacks into Disneyland as long as they are not in glass containers. And then, of course, make sure that you're eating on your regular schedule or as close to it as possible. Aubrey says that the soft pretzel at Pim's Kitchen will feed so many people because it's giant. It's so big. It's one of the things in Avengers Campus where they have the food that's either giant or shrunk, and it's really cool. So huge, giant soft pretzel, and then you could get an extra cheese sauce if you want, and it won't cost you very much more. I love that snack option for everyone to share.
Definitely. Also, one of my favorite tips is if there's a line you're getting in that's somewhat long, bring the snacks into the line because it helps keep your kids entertained in line and helps them not like get bored with the line. So,
right. And there's trash cans aplenty.
Yes. And the other
thing, always a chance to throw away something right before you board as well.
Exactly. And the other thing I always tell people is a lot of times, and this kind of goes with the potty training, but a lot of times we don't want to give our kids a lot to drink because we're worried they're going to have to go to the bathroom. But I've had a child that he didn't drink enough on his own and had heat exhaustion. I know you've gotten heat exhaustion in the parks. Staying hydrated is important, even for the kids.
Yeah, it happens all too easily, honestly, because you just don't realize how much you have been going and moving about. So we definitely try to, our kids are older, so we are fine with them drinking soda, but we try to alternate like either a Powerade type of drink, something with electrolytes, or even water, of course, but milk is actually really hydrating as well. So just switch it up and make sure that they're getting enough to drink so that they could stay healthy during your trip. All right. Another thing that we talked about before in a different episode is play places, which is a great tip because kids still need to let off steam, even though they're go, go, go all day. It's just a different type of play. So definitely listen to that episode. Another thing that was mentioned in the Disneyland with Kids Facebook group was Animation Academy. It's super fun. You get to draw characters and you learn from a Disney animator artist. But I've brought kids in as young as 2. And while their artist rendering might look a little bit different, they've always been really engaged and had a really great time during Animation Academy.
Yeah. And some of my kids like it, some of them don't. But the other thing is that's a whole building. It's inside a building called the Animation Building. And there is so much to do in there. There's a Sorcerer's Workshop where they can go and see how hand-drawn animations work. And one of my kids' favorite is Turtle Talk with Crush, because they can ask Crush questions and he answers them like it's a live conversation happening. So lots to do in there. And also just the area is beautiful. If it's not super crowded, they can dance to the music that it plays in there. It's a great spot to go with your kids.
Yeah, it feels a lot less structured than other things in the park. So that is a lot of fun. Becca, any other tips that you would add for parents before we sign off today? And of course, this conversation is ongoing in the Disneyland with Kids Facebook group.
Just go in with realistic expectations that they may have meltdowns. They're overstimulated. They're off their routine. That, you know, just don't expect. They may be really well behaved everywhere else, but they might have a meltdown. That doesn't mean they will, but most kids and most adults even have meltdowns at Disneyland at some point. So go with the flow. Don't be like, we're going to write every single thing in one day. It's too much pressure on a child. So just relax and make some magical memories.
Yes. And we love making memories and helping you figure out how to plan your Disneyland vacation in the Disneyland with Kids Facebook group. We'd love to hear more of your top tips that only a parent would know. Thanks for listening, and we will see you real soon.